This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country has witnessed rapid transformations across diverse sectors in the last 11 years, powered by the collective participation of 140 crore Indians. As the NDA government at the centre completed 11 years in office, Prime Minister Modi emphasised that under the guiding principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, the centre has delivered path-breaking reforms with speed, scale and sensitivity. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the country today is not just the fastest growing major economy, but also a key global voice on pressing issues like climate action and digital innovation. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has said that India is emerging as a global leader in addressing contemporary challenges through the strength of its young talent and technological innovation. Speaking at IIT Jodhpur, Mr. Birla lauded the contribution of India's youth in propelling social, economic and technological advancement. Highlighting the pivotal role of Indian youth in shaping the nation's progress, he urged them to continue harnessing cutting-edge technology for the betterment of the country. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the country cannot become a developed nation without achieving growth in agriculture sector. The minister was addressing farmers at the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan event held in Rangareddy district in Telangana. He emphasized on achieving food security, increasing farmers' income and protecting the soil for future generations.
Food security sunishchit karni hai, number one. Number two, kisano ki aamdani बढ़ानी है नंबर तीन न्यूट्रिशन फूड मिले इसकी कोशिश करनी है और नंबर चार किसान भाइयों इस धरती को आने वाली पीढ़ियों के लिए भी बचा के रखना है ऐसा ना कि सॉइल ही बीमार हो जाए हमारी और इसलिए अभी हम लोग निकले हुए विकसित कृषि संकल्प अभियान पे.
The government will facilitate an additional provision of 25 crore rupees for 2,060 houses damaged in border areas. This comes after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's announcement regarding additional compensation for houses damaged by Pakistani shelling in the border districts of Jammu and Kashmir following Operation Sindoor. Central government has announced a series of policy relaxations for special economic zones, SEZs, aimed at boosting high-tech manufacturing, particularly in semiconductors and electronic components. These changes are designed to attract pioneering investments, ease regulatory hurdles, and strengthen India's position in the global semiconductor value chain. A key reform involves amending Rule 5 of the SEZ Rules 2006, which reduces the minimum contiguous land requirement for SEZs dedicated to semiconductor or electronics component manufacturing from 50 hectares to just 10 hectares. The launch of Axiom 4 mission that would carry India's astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to space has been postponed by a day due to bad weather. In a social media post, ISRO chairman V. Narayanan said that the targeted time of the launch is 5:30 p.m. IST tomorrow. This historic mission will carry four astronauts from the US, India, Poland and Hungary to the International Space Station ISS for a 14-day scientific mission in low Earth orbit LEO. The Indian men's hockey team went down fighting 2-3 against the Netherlands in a thrilling FIH Hockey Pro League 2024-25 men's at the Wagner Hockey Stadium in Amstelveen, Netherlands. Abhishek and Jugraj Singh netted a goal each for India, while Thijs van Damp and Shep Hoedemakers and Chip Jansen were the goal scorers for the Netherlands. In football, India's senior men's team is all set to take on Hong Kong in a crucial 2027 AFC Asian Cup qualifier final round match at the Kai Tak Stadium in Hong Kong today. Legendary Indian wicketkeeper, batter and former captain MS Dhoni has been inducted into the prestigious ICC Hall of Fame, marking another glorious chapter in his storied cricket career. The International Cricket Council announced that Dhoni was among seven cricketers honoured this year, which included greats like Matthew Hayden, Australia and Hashim Amla, South Africa. And that is the end of this news bulletin.